Nehemiah 8, 1 through 18. Devotional Focus Verse. So they read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. Nehemiah 8, 8. If you have traveled internationally, you may have faced situations where an inability to understand the language being spoken created problems. My brother recalls a late-night visit to a pharmacy in France, where he eventually resorted to pantomime to communicate what he needed. Another time, he and the friends with him thought they understood directions to a transit station, where their bus was scheduled to depart in a few minutes. Either they had not made themselves clear to the individual who pointed them in the right direction, or that person did not know the location either. Whatever the case, the four of them spent some frantic moments rapidly dragging suitcases up one street and down the other before they finally found the station. When understanding is a challenge, a person who makes the effort to interpret for you is very appreciated. A couple of years ago, my husband and I were traveling in Denmark. We found ourselves on a busy street corner where a taxi had dropped us off, looking in all directions for the building where we intended to go. A kind young woman, pedaling by on a bicycle, observed our puzzled expressions, stopped, and inquired in slightly accented English if she could be of assistance. With her help, we navigated across the busy thoroughfare, under an overpass, around a bend, and there was the building. We were most grateful she understood our language and that we could understand her directions. Various forms of the verb understand appear throughout this chapter of Nehemiah, which describes the priest Ezra reading the book of the law to a large congregation of people. See verses 2, 3, 7, 8, 12, and 13. The repetition of this word highlights how important it was for the listeners to comprehend the law, not merely to hear the audible sounds, but to grasp the meaning of what they heard. Ezra did not just voice the words and let the people figure out what was meant. Verse 7 indicates that Levites engaged in giving the people the sense of the words. We are not told how that was accomplished. It is possible that Ezra read in Hebrew and the Levites translated his words into Aramaic, the common language of the people. Alternatively, Ezra may have read the law paragraph by paragraph and then had the Levites explain it, or the leaders may have divided the large assembly into smaller groups for focused clarification and discussion. Whatever the case, Ezra and the Levites clearly knew it was vital for the meaning to be clear to those present. Verse 3 of our text indicates that Ezra read the law to the people from morning until midday, or for about 6 hours between daylight and noon. Throughout that whole time, the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. They paid close attention. And the proof that they understood was that they responded with emotion and action. They mourned and rejoiced, and then all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Verse 12. The effort expended by Ezra and the Levites is a reminder of the importance of trying to fully comprehend the truths delivered to us. That will take effort and focus. Truly grasping what we hear or read from the Word of God is life-transforming, because to know His Word will help us to know and experience His power. The more we absorb God's truth, the more it affects our hearts and impacts our behavior, the more joy and comfort and guidance it will bring into our lives. Background information. Chapter 8 marks a turning point in the book of Nehemiah. While chapters 1 through 7 deal with the reconstruction of the wall around Jerusalem, chapters 8 through 13 focus on the restoration and spiritual revival of the people. The setting for chapter 8 is found in the final words of chapter 7. And when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. In this chapter, the people gathered to hear Ezra read the book of the law of Moses. The response of those present is recorded, and a description is given of the observance of the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 1 is the first mention of Ezra in the book of Nehemiah. While Ezra and Nehemiah were contemporaries, Ezra was likely much older and had arrived in Jerusalem about 13 years before Nehemiah. The two men shared governance of the city, Nehemiah as governor and political leader, and Ezra as priest and religious leader. Verses 1 through 8 relate that the people gathered to hear the reading of the law in an open square about 500 yards from the temple in front of the water gate, the gate which led from the temple to the brook Kidron. Ezra stood on a pulpit of wood, an elevated platform set in place for the occasion, likely so his voice could be heard and read aloud from the morning until midday. Verse 5 names 13 men who stood with him on the platform, though exactly how they assisted Ezra is not clear. When Ezra opened the book, unrolled the scroll, all the people stood. There is no indication in Scripture that this was the standard procedure when the law was read, so it seemingly was a signal of great respect on this occasion. Ezra began by blessing, praising God, and the people lifted their hands, bowed their heads, and worshiped with their faces to the ground, signifying their humility in his presence. According to verses 9 through 12, the people openly wept when they heard the words of the law, seemingly realizing how far they had strayed from obeying God. However, Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levites encouraged them not to mourn, but to be filled with joy because the day was holy. They were to celebrate by eating and drinking joyfully, and were also told to send portions, signifying that they should share food with those who were less fortunate. After the reading of the law, verses 13 through 18 relate that the chief of the fathers, the religious leaders, and Ezra studied God's words further. In so doing, they were reminded that God had instructed them to dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. This was a reference to the Feast of Tabernacles, also translated booths, which commemorated how God had blessed and provided for Israel in the wilderness during the Exodus. Details regarding this feast can be found in Leviticus 23:33-43. The law commanded that all citizens of Judah were to observe this feast, and the people obeyed. Verse 16 relates that some built their booths on top of their houses, and others, likely those who were not residents of Jerusalem, built their branch-topped shelters in the streets and courts of the temple. Verse 17 suggests that this feast had not been celebrated like this since the time of Joshua. The result of the people's obedience was very great gladness. As God had commanded, the people observed the feast for 7 days, and Ezra read again each day from the law. Conclusion: when God's word is comprehended and heeded, blessings and joy follow.